Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Our guest coming up on Ebling and You, David Layton, Democratic candidate for Attorney General, and we have a big second hour as well. We'll talk a little bit more about the Pure Michigan campaign and this football game coming up, but someone I saw at a football game at Spartan Stadium not long ago, our guest David Layton. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you today?
just fine. You got a feel for Saturday, right? You know exactly what's going to happen?
I wish I did. I'm not much of a prognosticator, but I am a big football fan, and I'll be paying attention.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this campaign, this race, and you and Bill Schuette. This seems like it's a pretty hard-fought, pretty intense. Who is tougher on crime in this race? It looks like both of you are taking a pretty strong stance.
Well, I don't think there's any question about who it is. I'm the only prosecutor in the race. I've had 20,000 cases in the last 5.5 years, 95% conviction rate in probably the toughest circumstances in America. Flint is a very challenged community. And my opponent has never, ever tried a single case. So it's pretty hard for him to make the claim that he's tougher than I am because he's never faced down murderers, rapists, kidnappers, drug traffickers like I do on a daily basis.
All right. We have had a lot of news about the Attorney General's office in the past week, and none of it good, involving Andrew Scherville and Mike Cox, reluctant to release him. We don't know what discipline measures may be in place. We just heard State Representative Mark Meadows say that there are First Amendment provisions, but you would fire Andrew Scherville if you were in that chair, correct?
You bet I would. As soon as I heard about that, I said that person should not be representing the state of Michigan. I think it's conduct that is reprehensible. It's certainly not acceptable conduct for a state employee who's making a generous taxpayer-funded salary, and he should not be working for the state, and certainly not as an assistant attorney general. He's got to go. I was the first public official to call for his firing.
All right. You called on Bill Schuette to join you in demanding that Mike Cox should fire Andrew Scherville. What kind of reaction did you get?
Well, I didn't get any reaction. I think that Mr. Schuette said, well, I will study the issue, or words to that effect. I mean, I made a decisive decision immediately upon seeing this individual and what hatred he was spewing from his mouth, putting a SWAT sticker on the face of a college student. I mean, I just don't see where there's anything that has to be thought about. It's conduct unbecoming of anybody, let alone a state employee, let alone an assistant attorney general. It just further undermines anybody's faith in what the attorney general can do on behalf of all the citizens, and that man should be fired. And I was, you know, there was no doubt in my mind what the outcome should be.
This was an easy call for you.
Absolutely.
All right. I understand the First Amendment. I think I have thought about it a lot, discussed it a lot. But when someone is running a website dedicated to attacking someone, in this case we're talking about University of Michigan student Chris Armstrong, the elected student body president, and he is an openly gay. We understand that. And the website of Andrew Scherville describes Armstrong as Satan's representative on the student assembly and a privileged pervert. If you are the attorney general for the state of Michigan and someone on your staff has a situation like this, what's the first thing you do?
I fire him. I go down there and I say, you're out of here. That is conduct unbecoming of a state employee. I will not tolerate it. And pack your things and get out. And I put a law enforcement official watching him as he packs up his things to make sure he gets out immediately. There's just no issue there to me. This is like not protected speech. There were two constitutional scholars that I watched on the program on Anderson Cooper who clearly said that there was the ability to fire this individual, and he was not protected by the First Amendment under these circumstances, and I completely agree.
All right. Let's shift gears a minute here and talk about some other issues that are very important to voters here in the state of Michigan. What's the most common question you're getting as you go around the state?
Why doesn't Lansing work? Why are those lawmakers down there just doing things for themselves and they don't care about the ordinary citizens?
How do you answer that?
I answer it with my five-point reform plan. I say that I'm going to go to Lansing and shake things up and make it so that the state government is once again working for the ordinary citizens and not for the special interests. My five-point reform plan, at the very front of it, would end the lifetime medical benefits that these folks go down there, serve a few years, and walk out with, like my opponent, who has served a few years in the legislature, served a few years in the Congress, and the taxpayers are funding two lifetime health care benefits for him. I called on him to join me and turn those back in. He refuses to do so. I also called on him to give up 10% of the salary, which I will do when I'm elected, to show the people that I know the suffering that's going on. I know people are losing their homes in foreclosures, filing bankruptcy because of high medical bills. So those are two of the five reform issues that I have. I want to stop the revolving door between legislating and lobbying. As you know, Jack, right now you can serve a few years, walk right out the door, come back in 5 minutes later, you're lobbying the very same colleagues you just left. All of this undermines the faith in government. It makes people think the government is working for itself and the fat cats and not for the ordinary people. And I'm coming down there to shake things up, reform Lansing, and make it work again. And the other part is I want to get down there and work for the ordinary citizens, not for insurance companies, not for chemical companies, oil companies, banks. You know, when Bill Schuette was in the state Senate, he gave himself a 38% pay raise and voted to allow credit card companies to charge upwards of 25% interest on top of fees and on top of more fees.
Right. David, so, is it possible to have that kind of trust in government again with this much money in the system?
It is, but it's going to take some rebuilding and it's going to take these reforms that I'm calling for. And only somebody who's independent-minded and tough can get it done. And that's what happens when you're a prosecutor. You become very independent and very tough, but you remain fair. And those are the qualities I think the people want in the next attorney general.
All right. David Layton, our guest, Genesee County prosecutor and candidate, Democratic Party for attorney general, state of Michigan, to succeed Mike Cox. We will try to have Bill Schuette on with us next week. Love to have you on at the same time, but we'll see if we can work that out, David.
I'm willing.